I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's podcast. Today's podcast is looking at the difference between three really similar words. Watch, see, and look. So how do we use these three words? What we're going to do is look at each example, define how we use it, and then also give some examples of these words actually in sentences. So let's start off with look. And it's important to note that we need the word at after look if we are using an object, like, for example, the rain. Look at the rain, or look at this picture. So when we use this word look, look at, it's all about how we direct our eyes in the direction of something and pay attention to it. And often the thing we are looking at is not moving or it's quite still, so we can focus on it as it is. Look at the rain. Look at this picture. Look at your phone because someone sent you a message. Pay attention to it. It's all about that paying attention to something. And often, like I say, it's something still. The word watch is quite similar. Again, you're paying attention to something, but usually we watch something which is moving. So if there's movement involved, then watch is usually the more appropriate word. We also use watch when we talk about television. And later I'm going to talk about the difference between watch and see when we're talking about movies, but that's going to be a little bit later. So let's look at some examples of watch. I like to sit by the window and watch the birds flying around the garden. Now, I could use look at the birds. That would be okay as well. But watch the birds suggests that there is movement and also that it's for a significant period of time. Look at suggests it's just a short period of time. So look at for a short period of time, often it's still, and watch for a significant period of time, and often it's moving or changing in some way. Look at the birds, or watch the birds. There's a slight difference between the two. And finally, the word see. This means noticing something by using our eyes. It's not something that we're focusing on in the same way that we do with the verbs watch and look at. But it's just noticing. For example, I saw Dave at the cinema yesterday. This doesn't mean that I was focusing on Dave or anything like that. I just saw him. I noticed that he was there. So we use I saw, which is the past of see. Talking of cinema, let's look at the difference now between see and watch when we're talking about watching or seeing a movie. The general rule is if you are at the cinema, then you see a movie. And also we use see a movie or a film when we're speaking very much in general, not about the specific moment that we watch it, but just in general. For example, have you seen The Godfather? You wouldn't say, have you watched it? Because I'm just asking the question in general. Have you seen it in your life? Have you seen The Godfather? We use watch if we are at home or at somebody's house. We're watching it in private. So you could watch a movie, but it will be on television at home. Whereas you see a movie at the cinema. Okay, so those are the differences between see, watch, and look at. Just a quick summary. Remember, look at is all about focusing your attention on something, often for quite a short time, and usually it's still. Watch is quite similar, but it's focusing on something for maybe a bit longer, and that thing, whatever you're watching, is maybe changing or moving. And to see is just noticing something. So you're not focusing your attention on it. And remember that you see a movie at the cinema, but you watch television or you watch a movie at home. Okay, hopefully that's nice and clear for you now. That's all for today's podcast. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, or you would like to inquire about English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.